Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way.
So I'm thinking of a girl sitting at home alone. She's got birthday banners and streamers around, sad and lonely in a fluffy pink dress. I don't know why, but the fluffy pink dress is always there. And she has bowls of chips around with nice birthday party tablecloths and things like that. I feel bad for her. Growing up, I was awkward and still am pretty often. I'm a self-professed geek or nerd who loves school and learning. Lucky for me, that's become cooler now that I'm older. But no one came to her party. I like to think of webinars as parties. You're inviting people to come join you. You don't want to be this lonely girl sitting on the couch hoping people show up, do you? That's why email marketing is so important. So, do you use email marketing to get people to your webinar? Well, let's start with your audience. Hopefully, you know who they are and what they want. Not what they need, but what they want. And the reason why is because people buy what they want, not what they need. And that's going to play a big role in this. If you've created and crafted your webinar, you know that your audience is going to love it, then you need to start communicating it. I want you to draft your email with a big call to action that stands out. It's above the scroll, nice button. It's important that people can register easily on a mobile device. Then I need you to focus on your subject line. Test a question. Test one with their first name in it, or even test an emoji. The important piece is to make sure your email shows well on mobile and will relate to your audience and feel personal. For online webinars, I like to send out invites starting about a week before the webinar, and I provide multiple options to attend. You do not want to send too far in advance or too close to the event, or you're going to lose people. So you want to be careful. Most organizations send about 2 weeks in advance, and then they do a 1 week away reminder and then a last chance email for registrations. Now, let's go ahead and talk about some tips for what to include in your emails. Well, your first email should really tell them what's going to be covered in the webinar, right? What can they expect to learn? Then, what can they expect, or how can they expect to transform? What will they get? What will happen to them, and what will be easier or better after the webinar? And then you can always do a sneak peek video into some of the content or with a special guest if you have a special guest, whatever that happens to be. Now, I like to offer show up live bonuses so that people don't just plan to watch the recording, because no matter how much we plan to watch the recording, we just don't do it often enough. Then, of course, there are the reminders. I like to send a confirmation when they register, 24 hours away, 1 hour away, or a 30-minute or a 15-minute reminder. These emails should be customized, but are easily set up in your webinar software. You should spend almost as much time on your email invitation and the follow-up series as you do with your webinar. When you think about it again, think about starting 1 to 2 weeks in advance of your webinar. Draft your email so that it looks good on a mobile device. Make sure it's got a strong subject line and then great content that's going to make it feel like I do not want to miss it. And then, of course, there's the reminders. And then finally, there's the follow-up once you get them there. But email marketing is a powerful way to get people to attend your webinars. So make sure you're nurturing your list and getting people to engage with your emails. And great way to do that is to offer them a webinar. Speaking of webinars, if you're listening to this, When it releases on March 7th, 2023, I have a webinar on creating a lead magnet your target audience wants. Coming up next week, you can register at kendracorman.com/webinar. If you're past that date, that's okay. I'll have more. Feel free to sign up for one of my free guides, like my subject lines tip guide at kendracorman.com/subject lines, and start creating invitations for your party that people will interact with.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit kendracorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.